the Women in Trucking Update.
To mentor and encourage and to support. That's what we're all about.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Women in Trucking Update. I'm your host, David Lane, and on this edition, we get to meet with another board of director with the Women in Trucking Association and introduce him to you. That's right. So help me welcome Mark Russo. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing great. It's nice to talk to you today.
Thank you for taking time out to spend some time with us and let us know a little bit more about you. And by the way, something interesting about Mark is Mark was the first male board of director at the Women in Trucking. Mark, did you realize that?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny. I didn't really until Ellen mentioned it to me. But, you know, I've worked around a lot of talented women throughout my career, and we are fortunate to have such a great group of women on our board. And the drivers that listen to this know, you know, how talented they are. But it's important for our organization to involve men, too. This is about women and men. And to increase the number and success of women in transportation, it will take both women and men working on it.
Tell us who you work for in the trucking industry.
Well, if you kind of look back over my career, I've worked in the supply chain related jobs for 32 years for two different companies. And in almost all of these jobs, I've had some responsibility related to transportation. It's been interesting seeing the changes over the years, starting with deregulation in the early 80s to the advancement and utilization of technology. The last 24 years, I've been with Frito-Lay and have worked in operations in five different locations. I started in transportation and logistics in our headquarters in Dallas. And in each job, I've had responsibility for our private fleet and our transportation business. I'm currently the national logistics manager and have responsibility to lead and support our 28 traffic centers. I also have the pleasure of working with our 1,600 drivers from around the country.
Well, talk a little bit about that. Now, how did you get involved or even introduced to women in trucking?
Frito-Lay has some opportunity to increase the number of women drivers that we have. And at that time, I was responsible for driver recruiting and started looking on the internet to see what sources there were out there. Ended up contacting another Women in Trucking board member that owned a couple websites, and one of them was dedicated to women. Finding women drivers, and that's Marge Bailey. Contacted her, developed a relationship with her, and started using her website. And then she told me about Women in Trucking, and that was really early on with the Women in Trucking organization. In fact, Frito-Lay is a charter member of that organization. And then I got to know the ladies on the board and started utilizing the services of Women in Trucking, and at some point they asked me to be a member of the board.
What are some of your thoughts on the importance of the Women in Trucking organization?
Well, you know, there's been a lot of progress in diversity and inclusion in many fields today. Transportation's behind in both management and driver jobs. To make progress, you have to do something different. You have to push for changes. With only 5% of the driver jobs filled by women today, there needs to be a lot of change. Changes in recruiting, hiring, training, even changes in how we recognize drivers. You know, even at Frito-Lay, we were giving out big belt buckles. Well, that doesn't work for all drivers. Women in Trucking can help educate and push for these changes and can help advertise the need to hire more women in transportation. Diversity is not only the right thing to do, it helps drive business results by being more reflective of our communities.
Mark, are you saying we should almost rethink some things that the trucking industry has almost just done for a long time just because?
Well, yeah, I think we're, you know, we kind of deal with our current situation and it's worked well over the years. But as the candidates in the driver job become more diverse, we just like the rest of the business, we need to think about those differences and how we make people feel comfortable working in these environments. And you want to retain everybody you hire. It's so hard to hire good drivers, and the national driver shortage is still out there, so you need to do whatever you can to try to keep drivers with your company.
Almost sounds like being proactive, huh?
That's right, yep.
We'll talk a little bit about maybe some things, if any, that you'd like to see happen within the Women in Trucking organization.
Yeah, I'd like to see us continue to grow our membership and sponsorship so that we can be an important part in influencing all these changes I've talked about. You know, also with growth, we'll be able to get involved in many more areas to support the transportation industry. There are so many areas that we can influence, but right now we have limited resources, so we have to pick and choose what areas to focus on. So there's plenty of opportunity there, too.
We've been talking with Mark Russo on the board of directors for the Women in Trucking Association. Folks get to hear a little more about you, and they can always go to the womenintrucking.org website and read more about all the board of director members and what Women in Trucking is up to and all about. And stay tuned for even more on the Driver Audio Magazine. Also on iTunes, you can download the podcast. So I know we saw you at the Salute to Women, and are we going to do another Salute to Women next year?
That's right. We've already started all the plans for that. I believe it's next April. Again, at the Mid-America Truck Show.
Hope to finally break the record this time, right?
I'm sure we will. It was exciting for everybody that was there.
Well, Mark, good chatting with you. Any final thoughts you'd like to leave with those who are listening to us, some who are a part of the Women in Trucking Association, but a lot who aren't? What would you like to share with them as we close up?
Yes. We talked about the Salute to Women Drivers event, and there were some real pioneers in that room, women that have driven over 2 million miles, 3 million miles. A couple that I talked to, they're almost hit 4 million miles. So that's women drivers that have been out there for 30 or 40 years. But I would say that any woman driver right now is a pioneer, because the percentages are so low that they're really pioneers too. And being a pioneer can be very difficult, but also very rewarding. I'd also say that, you know, things will change and they will get better. Driving's a great job and is in demand, unlike a lot of other jobs out there. So they're in the right field. And the last thing would be, if they're not a member of Women in Trucking, I'd say, you know, please join to help push the cause.
Well, thank you so much, Mark, and look forward to chatting with you down the road.
Great. Really enjoyed it. Be safe, everybody.
Well, that wraps up another Women in Trucking update, number 11 to be exact. If you'd like to join or learn more about the Women in Trucking Association, you can always visit them online at womenintrucking.org. And if you have any questions or something you want us to cover or talk about, just call our toll-free vent line anytime, 24/7 at 1-866-392-VENT. That's 1-866-392-8368.